time for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken here on WSKV-FM. Listen live at 104.9 FM, stream at listenlikealocal.com, or enjoy the program on the official WSKV-FM app from the Google Play or Apple App Store. You can also listen on demand at listenlikealocal.com or Apple Podcast. You're listening to PCSN Live. Let's join Dave and Ken at the Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Studio in Stanton.
And good evening and welcome everyone to another edition of PCSN Sports here on WSKV 104.9 FM. This is David Faulkner along with Ken Simon and bringing you all the news up to date as far as sports is concerned here in Powell County. And we have a few updates we can now share with you here on WSKV and PCSN. The KSA commissioner came out, I guess, yesterday and made his announcement that spring sports are now canceled for the remainder of the season. And also, I kind of heard it two different ways, but as far as I understand, the basketball seasons have now been canceled as well. There was some discussion whether they could move that back into the first of the year next year. I'm not real sure in the fall. I'm not sure how that would have worked, bringing the seniors back in to play for the state tournaments or not. But my understanding is spring sports are now officially canceled for the season. So we can now put an end to any speculation that we will restart.
Yeah, and again, just another thing to add to this, COVID-19 pandemic here. Another unfortunate circumstance that's happened. You know, even going back as far as the basketball is concerned, you know, people were still hopeful, you know, that there would be a Sweet 16, especially since, all the regional titles had been established at that point, that would have kind of come into fruition at least at some point. But obviously under the circumstances, the logical thing to do, including even canceling as far as the rest of the spring sports schedules as well.
Well, as we talked to Coach Frank Spencer last week, and I had said this a couple of weeks ago about baseball in particular, that it really made no sense to try to start a baseball season because of the prep time it would take for the pitchers to get ready for throwing. On the flip side, softball could have maybe got started had they started off in May, but it would have still taken a couple of weeks to get ready to go. By that time, you're already district tournament time. So at this point in time, it really made no sense to try to start a season on what would have been our regular season unless they extended it on out into the June or July, which we had talked about a little bit on here. But it's probably the wisest move for the KSSA is to go ahead and cancel all the activities. Now, saying that the activities are canceled is also this. We are still under dead period rules, as far as I understand. So if somebody can correct me on that at some point, that'd be fine as well. But as far as I know, coaches are still under dead period rules until this has been lifted. So that means, from my perspective, that coaches that are involved with even travel ball in the spring or in the summer, who could work with these kids if we have a reopen in the summer, coaches at that point would still be unable to work with those kids. That's my presumption. I could be incorrect on that until somebody clarifies it, but that's the way I would judge it if we're still under the dead period protocol. Now, that may be lifted because the season's been canceled. I'm not sure, but I'm sure that would remain intact at least until the regular season would have been over. That's my understanding. Also, some speculation that possibility that the fall sports season may also be impacted a little bit because they have discussions about non-spectator events would be maybe the first way to start the season. So that would mean you would have to listen to us here on WSKV because spectators would not be allowed to go to the games. So that would be a weird scenario because spectators can't go, but yet kids can be in physical contact with one another. That really makes no sense as far as the spread of the disease is concerned because you have kids that are in direct contact with one another. So I don't know that makes sense at all. But again, it's just me early speculating, I guess, if you will. Really all we can do at this point in time.
Well, I think as well, I think you kind of summed it up. Why would you not allow fans and spectators to come in and watch an event when the players obviously are going to be as close as the spectators, if not closer, especially pushing and shoving each other around? You know, maybe volleyball might be a little bit different, you know, just because of some of the distancing a little bit at times. But as far as football, that's a full contact sport where you're going, you're pushing, you're shoving, you're sweating, you know, that kind of thing up against each other. It wouldn't surprise me under the circumstances, even if they decided to hold off, even with those early fall sports like football and potentially volleyball, and wait to pick up possibly basketball at that point. But then, you know, there's speculation as well that, hey, come this next winter, we're liable to see another
restart.
Yeah, another spike in a sense as far as a return and resurgence of this, you know, coming back again. So who knows? Under the circumstance, again, we can speculate. We can talk about it. Obviously, everyone would like to get back to being able to, you know, get back to that normal life where we're in close contact and proximity to each other, going and enjoying these sports and activities, you know, especially in communities like this, where that's kind of a hub in a sense. You rally mm-hmm. around these high school athletes and the sports that they play, to be able to do that, to cheer them on and to root them. Under the circumstances, who knows when that will even return, even professionally for that matter. You know, again, they're talking about this as well along those lines, and at that point, who knows how successful that would potentially be.
Well, you still have to have folks go in and work, so you still have people that probably could follow the protocol as far as the social distancing. But if you have, let's say, a baseball, for an example, use that sport, you're throwing a ball, you're catching a ball, the ball's coming in contact, and somebody's throwing it. You know where I'm going with this. Somebody's touching the ball, whether you're social distancing or not. You sit in a dugout, there's 26 people in a dugout. That dugout is not big enough to social distance 26 players, plus the five or six coaches that are on the bench, trainers and whoever else is there. Then you got your video crews, your umpires. Do you go automated umpires, or do you have real-life umpires on the field? And usually those guys stay away from the game, or away from the other players, except for the home plate umpire and the catcher, which are very close together. You know, those are the questions. You know, baseball, as far as in positions, you can stay a pretty good distance from each other. But there are times when players are close together in close proximity where you have to share some space. I think really, in a baseball perspective, you're kind of talking a little bit safer venue than basketball or football or even soccer, really. Because those are all really contact sports. And, you know, cheerleading is the same way. If you want to go with cheerleading back in the fall, you're in direct contact with people the entire time. You know, baseball, softball may be the only ones, golf, that maybe could have some kind of a restart, but without spectators first. Now, tonight on the show, we will be joined by three high school baseball seniors, Wyatt Clark, Trent Rogers, and Jace Ware. We'll give those guys a call here and space them out. We're going to give Wyatt a call first, then have Trent and then Jace to round it out, and we'll call them out pretty much on the segment breaks. And then after our first break, we'll try to get Wyatt Clark on the line. So if you're listening to us, Wyatt, get ready for a phone call here in a couple minutes. But, you know, a couple other things. Governor Beshear has indicated that schools have now been canceled. They will not be any more school past your last day of school. That being said, I'm not sure when that is for here, but we'll just let you know, Dr. Orr deal with that and let you guys know the dates as far as that is concerned, and the way it should be. The superintendent needs to notify the folks. I think it's kind of already been established, but you know, let him get that message out to all the folks out there on as far as when the teachers come in last, how they come in last, how you do your closing days. All that stuff's got to be figured out as well. The students' last day, again, we want to, you know, throw our thoughts and prayers out to our seniors for the class of 2020. Again, last weekend would have been our prom, the original prom date. I think Mr. Brewer had actually moved it again to May once he found out we were going to be out for a while. But the original prom date was April 18th, and that has come and gone. And now we know there'll be no proms. And now the planning as much as they can as far as some type of a graduation for our seniors, some kind of a recognition for their accomplishments. I don't know what that's going to be yet. And that's been not been determined as of yet. Maybe in a couple of weeks we'll maybe have Mr. Brewer on here to maybe give you some information on what that will curtail. And by the way, congratulations, I guess, to Mr. Brewer. It is now official that he has been moved to central office as a athletic director, buildings and grounds coordinator, and I guess safe schools, maybe. Anyway, Mr. Brewer will be taking over those roles. They'll be looking for a new high school principal. For my work at the high school, he will be sorely missed at the high school. And congratulations on your new position. But I tell you what, as far as working with the principal at the high school, Doug Brewer is probably one of the best I have ever worked with. And he will be missed in that role. But I'm sure he will do a great job in his new role with the district. And the district has gained a valuable asset with Doug Brewer. And wish him the best of luck. And they'll get a new person in the line, and let's hope we can work with him as well as we have with Doug in the past few years. But he's been wonderful to work with.
Yeah, I think anytime you have those people in positions like Doug, where he started off at the middle school, kind of went to the high school, and now central office, you kind of get a lay of the land in a sense. You kind of get a different perspective that you can take to that next level. Congratulations to him. I will say this too, though, as far as like these seniors and everything, obviously. Extenuating circumstances that they've even had to deal with. With that being said, this graduating class, the class of 2020, will go down in history in so many ways, right? Even though, you know, sport has been taken away, prom, a traditional graduation ceremony, at least at this point, you know, they're still going to go down in history as being one of the most remembered graduating classes, you know,
yes.
Ever, in a sense, just based on that alone. Again, that's no solace or anything. That doesn't bring any comfort or anything, but still.
Be a lot of firsts with this group.
Definitely a lot of firsts, and they will definitely be a class that will always be remembered for
that. Yeah, and, you know, when we come back after our break, we'll have Wyatt Clark on there, and he could give you an idea of what it's like to miss sports. He missed his entire basketball season with a knee injury and was going to be out for part of the baseball season, at least, but I know he's been working hard. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with Wyatt Clark here on PCSN Sports with Dave and Ken. Here on WSKV 104.9 FM.
Hinkle Contracting Company specializes in asphalt paving for commercial and large private applications, parking lots, roads, entryways, and more. And they can do complete site preparation and provide expert asphalt paving. Call their local office at 606-663-2437 or find more information at hinklecontracting.com. For all of your asphalt and aggregate needs, think Hinkle Contracting Company.
When you need insurance for your home, auto, life, or business, contact agent Lisa Mays and Shauna Mays at Whitaker Bank Insurance Group. Stop by their Stanton office, located inside Whitaker Bank on Main Street, or give them a call and get a quote at 606-663-3625. Always striving to meet the needs of their customers, Whitaker Insurance Group, 606-663-3625.
And welcome back here to PCSN Sports with Dave and Ken. And we've got our first guest on the line now, and that's Mr. Wyatt Clark. Wyatt, thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
It'd be good to have you. I just mentioned that you can be one student-athlete at the Powell County High School that may be able to talk about missing sports more than anyone because you missed your entire basketball season with your knee injury, and you were out the first part of baseball season. How is it looking with your knee going forward?
I think that I've made a full recovery with my knee now. Yeah, it sucked not getting to play basketball, but I felt like I let down the baseball team more than anybody.
Well, I think that you, by the hard work you've been putting in, I talked to your dad a little bit about this. He said you've been going to the gym about 4:30 every morning, working out, working harder than you probably, and pushing yourself to get ready for baseball season, even though I think maybe the surgeon had said no baseball. I think you were probably getting ready to where you could go.
I think I was physically ready to go, but I think the surgeon just didn't want to take any chances because normally they don't release anybody before 6 months, but I thought I was ready to go.
Yeah, I think you would have been too. I think some kids work harder than others. Some people heal a little bit quicker than others. And I think you would have. I think you would have got there. I got Ken on here, and he's going to ask you a few questions, Wyatt. So here you go.
Hey, Wyatt. Okay. Appreciate you talking with us here. So tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself as far as the positions that you played, any favorite positions that you may have had, and how long you've even been playing for that matter.
I've been playing baseball since I was about 4, and I'd always played outfield until high school. Then they moved me to second, and I started pitching some, but my favorite position's definitely been center field.
Yeah, and, you know, having watched you play multiple times, an excellent center fielder, you command that presence in a sense as far as being the leader out in that outfield, calling players off when, you know, you're able to track that ball down. And a very strong arm, to be honest with you. You probably have one of the strongest arms in a sense as far as a center fielder, be able to not only to have the speed to track it down, but then once you catch that, to be able to limit base runners from even advancing, being able to get that right back in. What even got you started even playing, or what even kept you coming back year after year to keep playing baseball? What was it about the sport, you know, that kind of kept you interested every year?
I've always liked playing baseball. I think the reason that I love the game so much is that I felt like I was a pretty good athlete in baseball and just kept me going.
What about a favorite memory of playing? Anything kind of stand out as far as a memory or a highlight, whether it's personal or for the team?
There's been a lot of personal memories that I've had with travel teams, playing in Indianapolis and Florida and Elizabethtown in big tournaments. But the biggest with my high school team would probably be winning districts last year.
And I got a quick question here on that. You talk about travel ball, Wyatt. How much do you think the kids today need travel ball as far as progressing their game for the next season?
Travel ball has helped me tremendously. Playing the better competition that you'll see other than just playing competition in the county, it really helps a lot.
So would you advise travel ball for any kid out there that needs to improve for the next season and maybe play other positions? Like you said, you moved from center to second. It also benefits you play other positions, right?
That's right. I feel like travel ball is really important in helping develop your game.
Let's kind of talk about as far as your time spent with the team, the baseball team, during the preseason and or even practices. Were you able to get out on the field with the team and kind of establish a presence, even though you might not necessarily been able to practice?
Yeah, I was able to help them, give them pointers, but I wasn't really able to practice at all because I wasn't released yet and didn't want to take any chances.
Now I saw you.
Yeah, I tried to help them as much as I could.
I saw you hanging out around the cage a lot when I was over there visiting, or maybe stealing equipment from Frank. But were you itching to get in that cage and try to hit some?
Yeah, I was, but Coach wasn't about to let me in there.
He's a big old boy too. He probably could stop you pretty easy, right?
Right.
So how difficult was that? Obviously, having the state of mind in a sense that you're ready to go, and then not being able to be released. How were you even coping with that? You know, showing up at those practices, kind of being a part of the team, but not really being able to be fully engaged. How difficult was that?
It was pretty tough, but you just got to do what you got to do. If you're not allowed to do it, then just have a good attitude about it and try to help everybody else out as much as you can.
Yeah. Well, let me ask this one question real quick. What are you missing most without school and baseball? Is it being with your friends at school? Is it the baseball? I had prom last weekend, would have been your prom, original prom date. What were you missing the most with this COVID outbreak?
I'm missing school quite a bit, but being able to be out there on the baseball field is probably the most that I'm missing right now.
So as far as even an outlook of being released by the doctor, was there a time frame or anything as far as, looking at, let's say, May the 1st or something as far as potentially being released?
I think the doctor ended up saying it was towards the middle to late May, so...
Around district time, right?
Yeah.
I think Frank alluded to that last week. Maybe you come back around district tournament and would have been a secret weapon for the Powell County Pirates, right?
That's right.
So as far as based on even your observations of the players, the team that was being assembled by Coach Frank Spencer, what were you seeing, kind of an outside view looking in as far as the potential of the team going into district play and even competing for a regional title?
I think that we would have been an underdog, but I feel like we would have been a lot better than what people would have thought, losing Nate and John and Daniel, Bryce and Braxton last year.
Yeah,
y'all lost a lot of seniors. Lost five seniors and would have been six starters because I wouldn't have been able to play until districts. But I think we would have been a lot better than what people thought we were.
Yeah, you said that exactly right, though. This was been type of a rebuilding type of a year for the Pirates. Now with the loss of you guys, and there were going to be six this year, that's another big lick for the team. So we'll definitely be on the rebuild mode for the next couple of years, I think, here. Is that the way you kind of see it?
Too, but I think we would have been rebuilding a little bit, but not really that much. The players that we have got now, they've matured, and they're starting to play a lot better than they have before. I think they would have filled the positions pretty good.
So you think you'd have been a little bit ahead of the curve as far as the rebuild?
I think so, yep.
So as far as even getting the news, you know, this week earlier that, you know, the spring sports had been canceled, you know, what was your reaction at that point, realizing there was obviously a dead period prior to that, but now at this point it became official that there would not be any spring sports? What was your initial reaction when you heard that news?
Initially, I was pretty upset about it, but I saw it coming. I didn't think that we'd get to play at all, honestly.
Yeah, you were probably correct the entire time. I think it's kind of the way we've all kind of hoped it wouldn't happen, but we all thought it probably would. And as far as keeping the folks safe at home, I think this is the best way to do it. Not a knock on your seasons by any means. But now I guess the last thing is, have you guys heard anything at all about any type of a graduation celebration for you guys at all?
I think they're going to eventually try to have a graduation celebration for us, but I haven't heard any word of it yet.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't either. I just wonder what kind of plans maybe were out there for you guys. I know if Mr. Brewer can get anything going for you guys, I know he would be the one guy that would do that for you.
Yeah, I think they're trying to get something planned, but I haven't heard any ideas yet or dates or anything.
How are you even coping with everything that's kind of happened, exclusive of obviously your rehab as far as coming back? How are you even coping with there not being school, not being the practices, just even dealing with the whole COVID-19 quarantine and things along that line?
I think that you just, life goes on no matter what. You have to see the good things in life. You can't dwell on bad things and just live out your life the way God has planned for you.
Well, I tell you what, I know this, Ken. We've had a couple of interviews on here, and again, some great responses from me, student athlete. That was a great response there, Wyatt. Way ahead of your maturity level, what it should be, with that type of response. That's very appreciated, by the way.
How are you even spending your time? You know, what are some things that you're actually doing as far as to occupy your time?
I'm trying to get outside a lot and help working on our house. We're building a house right now. I'm trying to do as much down there. And just, we have quite a bit of schoolwork to do right now, so trying to get outside and do the schoolwork.
What are your plans for the future, Wyatt?
I plan on attending the University of Kentucky to study mechanical engineering.
Nice. Academics would be very important then for you, right?
That's right.
Any thing you'd like to even say to your fellow seniors or classmates or any final words here?
I just want to tell them to hang in there, and it's been a good run.
I'll tell you what, Wyatt, we appreciate it. We'll let you go and have your next teammate. We'll have Trent Rogers on here next, so stay tuned to that. But thanks for Wyatt Clark, our first baseball senior here on PCSN, here on WSKV 104.9 FM.
You may find yourself with a backache, sore shoulder, or downright painful knee. We often just take it easy and hope the pain subsides after wondering what happened. Navigating our current healthcare system can be a daunting task. A cost-effective approach is to schedule a free injury screen with your Stanton Apex Network physical therapist. During a free injury screen, you'll spend time with a licensed professional to figure out the best plan of care, completely free of obligation or cost. Apex Network Physical Therapy is your hometown provider for the highest quality physical therapy and sports rehab. Contact the Stanton Apex Network Clinic at 606-393-6505 to schedule your free injury screen today.
Hey, so I'm looking through your back window right now, making a shopping list. You just have so many expensive, nice things that would look great in my house, or even better, as cash in my wallet. As long as you don't get those pesky folks from Protect Security and Fire Systems involved, my payday should be sometime early Saturday morning.
Don't let your home breaking be someone else's payday. Protect your home from thieves, fire, and much more. Call Protect Security and Fire Systems today at 606-663-9344.
And welcome back to PCSN Sports with Dave and Ken. And we are being joined next by Trent Rogers, Powell County High School senior, first baseman pitcher. And how you doing, Trent?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. I got Ken here with some questions for you.
Hey, Trent, thanks for joining us here. Tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself, what positions you've played, any favorite positions, how many years you've even been playing, and what got you started in playing baseball to begin with.
I'm a pitcher and first baseman. I've been playing since about 5 years old, and I played just because my dad used to coach and I was around it just all the time.
And also, I think your grandfather was around a lot of time too, Ray. He was a statistician a lot with your dad and all that stuff. So, good transition for you, I think, Trent. What positions were you looking to really provide for the team this season?
First base. During the winter, we began throwing, and I realized that my shoulder had been was hurting really bad, so we had to go to the doctor. And we realized that I had tendonitis, so I would have been out throwing.
So the pitching would have kind of been off the table for you then this year?
Yeah.
Wow, that would have been a big hit for the team, I think. I know you were about a lefty and threw from different angles out there and always gave some people some trouble. So you would have been sorely missed, I think, with the baseball as far as the pitching end went. What did you enjoy most about first base, Trent?
I just everyone in the infield worked together.
Yeah, I used to play some first base, and my favorite thing out there was to pick a short hop. Did you ever like to pick the short hops?
Yeah,
and actually, you're good size too. You know, you have a good physical presence in a sense, so obviously a pretty good target. In a sense, as far as being over there on first base, you do a nice job, even, like I said, on those one hops and kind of scooping things out just a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about, your batting, in a sense. How was practice going as far as, you getting in the cage and hitting some balls?
Good. We practiced just about every day throughout the week, anytime we could, hitting the cage in the gym or out on the field whenever the weather was nice.
I know you're really a social animal too, Trent. What are you missing most about your 2020 season as far as baseball and school is concerned? What are you missing the most right now?
I'm just missing hanging out with my friends every day, seeing them at school and on the field.
Yeah, as a sub, I've seen Trent in action. He is a social animal around the kids, and you got a big group of friends that you hang with all the time. And have y'all been connecting with each other?
Just through social media, Snapchat, been texting.
Not the same as being up in person, though, is it?
No.
So as far as your outlook with the team, what was your kind of perspective, in a sense, as far as the potential season that you guys would have had?
I think we would have been good. We would have... I mean, we lost a lot last year, losing five seniors. But I felt like with our off season, we worked hard to get better.
What were there some younger players impressing you as far as the future of the Powell County baseball? How did you see the young players progressing?
I mean, they've been working real hard. They've gotten stronger with weightlifting during the fall and in the cage.
Yeah, you'd had several of those guys had to fill some key roles for you all this year. I think last year some of them got maybe a head start, and you had some additional seniors come back out this year. So was it going to be a really tough battle for folks to get positions, do you think?
I believe so. We had Justice come back. He was big in the outfield. Justin Perry was a good arm. And then Cam Del Rosario would have been good in any position.
Yeah, Cam would have been a eighth grader this year?
Yeah.
Any favorite memory of playing or a favorite highlight, whether it's personal or team-wise?
My favorite memory was probably winning district last year.
You and Wyatt hit that one the same thing there on the winning district last year. Why was last year's district win so big for you guys?
Well, it was just big, beating Estill. We've lost to them several years in a row during the district tournament.
Yeah, I understand that from the softball perspective, getting beat by them a lot. But, yeah, I do understand that. Estill County's always had a good program, whether it be baseball or softball or whatever the program may be. They've had a good baseball program for years. And I know there for a while when Chris was here, it was about every other year but Powell County or Estill County would win. But you guys have been on a couple-year drought from winning district?
Yeah.
What was your reaction when you first learned that spring sports were even in a dead period initially? Do you remember what your reaction was then when you realized you weren't going to have practice and, you know, potentially even games being canceled early on?
I was just upset because, I mean, this is our last year to play together. So that's my biggest thing, is just playing, not getting to play with the other seniors.
Yeah, that has been the kicker, I think, for everybody. I think, you know, with the 2020 seasons and you guys being seniors, I think Ken said it a while ago, you guys are going to be remembered for a lot. You got the class that didn't have a prom, the class that had some kind of maybe a different type of a graduation and didn't finish their school year, didn't have a baseball season or whatever it may be. But those are some things that you guys are going to be remembered for a long time. You got any advice to give other folks that, I don't know, maybe at some point miss something like that as far as what the importance of things are?
Just enjoy everything that you have. You just never know when it will be taken away from you.
Very good. Very good response, by the way.
So how are you even coping and dealing with, you know, the pandemic, social distancing, having to stay at home in a sense? What are some things that you're actually doing to occupy your time and deal with this?
Well, I've just been keeping up with my schoolwork and seeing my family any way I can through FaceTime or Zoom.
I mean, actually, this real question, something that I've seen that's been a plus, not a negative, but spending time with the family at home, has it been really nice for you guys to maybe sit down, eat dinner together and all that good stuff?
Yeah, understanding that moving off to college soon. I think it's nice just spending the extra time with my family.
So there are some pluses coming out of this.
Yeah.
So what are your future plans then? What college do you plan on attending and what career options are you looking at for yourself?
I'm going to Moorhead and I'm studying business.
Cool. Do you plan on maybe going into the insurance business at some point?
I don't know.
I will give you a piece of advice. If you get a bachelor's degree in business, make sure you at least get a minor in something. No matter if it's finance, no matter if it's marketing, no matter if it's management, something. Take advantage of that time and kind of diversify yourself just a little bit as well. You can't go wrong with business, that's for sure.
Okay.
And you could always ask, there's a guy down at Clay City Sales Insurance, Tim Rogers. Do you know him by any chance?
Yeah. that.
I'm just saying.
Heard of him.
You know, he may be somebody you could ask for a job at some point if you finish up.
Any thing that you'd like to even say to your fellow seniors, classmates, fellow players on your team?
I've had a good time playing with them the last several years, and I'll miss them.
Yeah, I tell you, it's been a rough one, Trent. We've enjoyed watching you play and your classmates as well. Hope the best for you guys out there. And again, when you get to Moorhead, just do your best over there and just kind of rekindle, I guess, friendships and new friendships that you'll have. And from experience, some of the college friends you make, those guys don't ever leave you either. So it's kind of like a new school. You start over, you make new friends, and they become family as well. So you've got a whole bunch of that to look forward to. So good luck in the future, Trent. And if you need anything, just let us know.
All right. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Appreciate your time. Good luck.
All right. We'll step away for another break here on PCSN Sports with Dave and Ken here on WSKV 104.9 FM.
Thanks for joining us for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken from the Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Studio in Stanton. This program is hosted by Ken Simon and David Faulkner. Production is done by Ethan Moore. Programming is done by Angela Osborne. PCSN Live with Dave and Ken is a Pickup Country 104.9 production. Tune in live next week or on demand at listenlikealocal.com or Apple Podcasts.
We're going to not have another break here. We're kind of wing this. I'm going to let Ken talk to you guys a little bit while I try to get Jace Ware on the phone. So we're out of commercials, so we'll talk a bit with Jace, let him go, and then maybe finish up our conversation. But first of all, thanks for Trent Rogers for appearing and also Wyatt Clark earlier. But we'll get Jace on the line. I'll let Ken talk to you guys for a few minutes.
Yeah, we're not quite sure. You all know how it is with us. For whatever reason, when we get on the air, no matter if it's broadcasting one of the games or otherwise, we always seem to have technical problems and issues. It could be just Dave and I, or even Greg and I, Dave and Greg, who knows, combination of all three. But we always seem to run into issues that don't seem to be normal. But I will say this, again, going back to our interviews with the seniors, they've all done an outstanding job. I'm impressed with the maturity, their answers and responses to the questions, and even the outlook as far as they have on life in these circumstances. It's great. Obviously, I think that says a lot as far as not only their parents, but even the nature and the upbringing that they actually have here. And I don't know. I can't say enough about them, to be honest with you, David. I think that they've got a good head on their shoulders. Obviously, they have plans moving forward. College, etc., and wish him nothing but the best.
Yeah, exactly. We're being joined now by our third senior, Jace Ware. What's up, Jace? Are you on there? All right, I'm going to call Jace back. We'll get him back on here on the phone, and I must have cut him off as I was dialing over here. But just go ahead. We'll just continue to talk, and I'll dial Jace back.
I think too, you know, when you stop and realize what these players, you know, going into these spring sports, you know, you have all of this conditioning going on, you get yourself prepared, you're getting psyched, you know, you're showing up every day for practice, you're getting to know the other teammates that are being a part of this, trying to get that chemistry going for you, only to all of a sudden get to that point to where you have that taken away initially as far as the dead period. And all of a sudden, everything just stops. So from a mental perspective, it has to be very difficult. One of the things that I try to do personally, in a sense, is not have any expectations. You know, I can remember all of a sudden you think you're going someplace, you know, for the day or something. Let's say Kings Island as the example. And all of a sudden something happens and maybe it rains and it wasn't expected to rain and you don't make that trip. The expectations. So sometimes, you know, you can't allow yourself to get out in front. You know, keep things into perspective, and maybe if anything, it's taught us that, you know, you take things one day at a time. Don't get too high, don't get too low. Steady is the course, in a sense, and try and endure and overcome all these adversities that kind of affect us here.
All right, Jace, are you with us now? Hey, I hope I don't lose you here. Now, are you with us?
Yep.
I didn't push all my buttons correctly, but How you been doing, Jace?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Now, you've moved on us. You're up on the mountain now, right?
Yep.
This is the guy with a lot of words here, Jace is. You got to have your – we talked to Wyatt earlier. You got to have your basketball season, and, you know, Wyatt wasn't along with you. What was it going to be like without Wyatt on the field with you? You're probably going to be the shortstop this year?
Wherever he wanted to play me.
And what were those positions, by the way?
I think it was third, maybe pitch a little bit, okay. Maybe play short.
For this season?
Mm-hmm.
So you had played short in some of the past, I think, right, and maybe moved to third later last year?
Yep.
So tell us some things about what it's been like after the COVID shutdown.
It's been rough. Staying in the house, trying to be safe.
So staying at home, you got any chores you got to do? A lot of schoolwork going on?
Yeah, a lot of schoolwork.
You guys have more schoolwork now than you had before or something?
In some classes, I think so.
That's a good thing.
Maybe.
At least it's occupying your time. Tell the listeners just even a little bit about yourself. Obviously, we know that you know, you played short, third base. Any favorite position that you have, and how long you've even been playing?
I've been playing since I was about five. I'd say my favorite position is actually second base, even though I don't play it much anymore.
That's where you first came up. You were playing when you were a freshman, sophomore. I think you were playing some second base then, right?
Yep.
So what actually got you started playing, as well as even coming back every year and continuing you know, through your senior year here? What is it about this particular sport? Obviously, you're an athlete in general, but what is it about baseball that kind of keeps you coming back year in and year out?
I just love the sport. You know, my dad got me into it, and ever since, I just loved it.
Was he a pretty good coach along the way?
Sometimes.
How about your mom? Is she a pretty good coach?
Yeah.
She tell you what to do all the time?
Yep.
Which one was harder on you as far as making a mistake, your dad or mom?
They were both pretty rough.
Okay. I was figuring that answer would be just big Christina, but I guess I was mistaken.
It would depend on the day, I guess.
And or the mistake, potentially.
Yeah.
What about favorite memories? Any favorite memory from playing or a highlight, whether it was personal or team-wise?
Probably won the district championship last year.
So that's the third response we've had that way so far. So, again, it was special because y'all had finally beat Estill County after a couple years of losing.
So as far as you know, you learning originally that there was this dead period, obviously y'all had you know, some conditioning, well, you were actually probably still playing you know, basketball at that point to some extent, but as far as like the practices, now all of a sudden you're getting into that routine, you know, getting to know the other players that are coming out that are going to be a part of this team this year, and all of a sudden then you find out that there's this dead period. What was your reaction when you originally heard that?
I didn't know. I didn't believe it at first. I didn't think it was going to happen, and then obviously it did, and it just kind of sucked, you know, because it threw everybody off. And if we was to go back into the season, I mean, it would be a big, you know.
Yeah, it would have been very difficult to restart the season, I think, for the pitcher's perspective. It would have taken y'all guys at least probably, 2 to 3 weeks, maybe even a month, to get the pitchers back to ready.
Mm-hmm.
So even here this past week, obviously learning that the season was, you know, called off in a sense, any change as far as your reaction at that point, or had you already mentally kind of settled in that this was probably likely the end case scenario for you guys?
Yeah, at that point I had just kind of, I guess, taken it in and just knew it was
going to
happen at that point.
Yeah, it's rough. I know you come from a very athletic family. I was very fortunate to be able to coach both your parents. That's why I was kind of picking on you a while ago, both Junior and Christina. What has it been like as far as your parents' support of you playing baseball for your career, about what it's been for them being there with you?
They've loved it, and I've loved it every part of the way.
And I know you got a lot of family as well that supports you, Christina's family, and I think Junior's family as well. But they're always at your basketball games. I know they came to your baseball games as well, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Do you get to spend? Yep. How is it now spending time at home with all of them, Your dad's, I think, still working though, right?
Yeah.
How has it been in time with you guys, like at dinner? Do you guys spend more time together now during this shutdown, and how are those kinds of things going?
We probably spend more time, a lot more time now than we did before.
Has that been a good thing?
Sometimes. Sometimes. I guess.
So what are some things that you all even do, you know, during that time? So, you know, are you binge-watching TV, playing games? You know, what are some activities or things that you all are even doing?
We've been watching Netflix, and I've been playing a lot of games.
It makes sense.
How would you, you know, compare your feelings and what's happened with you guys during this canceled season as it relates to Major League Baseball? You know, similarities between what they're going through and what you guys have gone through.
I think it's, I guess, pretty close to the same thing. You know, they love the game as much as we do, and it sucks for them as much as it does for us.
I probably would think that you guys may love it more because you all are playing something for the love of it. They play it for the love of it, but they also get paid. So
yeah,
I'm not sure there is anything any more special than a high school athlete. Because you do it for team, you do it for yourself, obviously, but you also do it for team, school. Bigger things than what maybe a pro athlete does. I don't think that people realize what people give up to be part of a high school sports team.
Yeah, we love the game. It's why we play it. For the team and for us.
So as far as the outlook of the team this year, what were you kind of sensing as far as the chemistry, the way the team was coming together, and even your outlook as far as competing for a district and regional title?
The first beginning of the season, I figured that we'd be learning because we lost a lot last year. And then towards the end, I think we would have been coming together and competing for a district championship.
That's kind of the way you're supposed to do it. Kind of prep early, see where you are, see what players can fit in. By the end of the season, you're ready for the tournament. Who would have been your big opponents again this year? Did you see Lee and Owsley as far as improving enough to compete, or did it just have basically been Estill County?
I think it would have been basically Estill County again this year because they didn't lose much anyway, and I didn't see Lee and Owsley gaining too much.
Who do you think were the best teams coming out of the 14th this year would have been?
I would say Estill, and I don't know. I don't know any other teams.
Hazard lost quite a bit last year as well, right?
Yep, they lost a lot.
Yeah, but I think anybody that had a competitive pitcher would have been probably okay. And again, pitching in a one-game scenario can get the best teams out real quick.
Mm-hmm.
How are you trying to stay positive during this time? Obviously, everything has changed, kind of been turned upside down, but how are you trying to keep a positive outlook going forward?
Just trying to stay connected to my friends and family. Just making sure everybody's okay.
And how are you actually doing that?
Through social media, texting, Snapchat.
You all were good at that before, though, right? Y'all just getting real good at it now?
Yeah.
So did you guys have a prom kind of theme going on? Any of you guys miss it as much as the girls do?
I didn't, personally, but I don't know about anybody else.
Yeah, it seems like the girls really like it a whole lot more than the guys do, and I'm not sure if that's still the case, but... I know that all the videos. I haven't seen a guy's video for missing prom yet. I've seen the one with the girls. You've seen that one as well, right?
Yeah. I didn't plan on making a video, but I don't know about anybody else.
I couldn't see you making one, Jace. You'd be one of those guys that I wouldn't have thought would see doing that. You got to play your senior basketball season. I know it didn't end on a good note for you guys. What was it like as far as maybe a rebuild going on? As for some of these younger players coming up, we talk about a rebuild for baseball this year. You think it would have been the same kind of rebuild for baseball, or you guys would have been better than people would have thought?
I think we could have been better than we thought because a lot of people didn't know what was coming and who we had. Like the senior leadership, I think, would have been good, and I think everything could have fit together pretty good.
I agree. Now, I think that's something that Frank mentioned last week. I think Wyatt is, and Trent have also talked about here tonight. What are your plans for after high school?
I plan on attending a community college, get my general ed that way, and then hopefully transferring over to UK to get a major in accounting.
Cool. That's kind of that's the economic route to go, right? That's what you're all hearing?
Yeah.
I'll give you the same advice I gave Trent. You know, anytime you're going into that business area, no matter if it's business, accounting, et cetera, take advantage and get yourself a minor, whether it's in finance, business, management, you know, again,
marketing,
right. You're taking those classes. You might as well take advantage and get a minor in something, you know, that can potentially diversify, you know, your overall goal as far as accounting, just something to consider.
Okay.
Yeah. That's something that I know, a couple of my roommates did that in college. They had, accounting, one of them had an accounting degree. One of them had a management degree, and I think they both picked up minors in the opposite fields or areas, and I think it's really paid dividends for those guys. They're making really good money now, so there is good money, but I think you kind of have to have two or three different things covered in your field. So,
yeah, sounds good.
What would you like to say to your fellow seniors, your classmates, and even your teammates?
It's been a nice ride, and I guess we'll just have to make memories going forward.
You got anybody you want to give a shout out to, or a big thank you, or to anyone in particular out there?
My family.
All right, man. You see, I was perfect. I knew you was going to say that. That's why I set you up with that. So, again, I know they've always been supportive of you. I know the other seniors, their families have always been supportive of them. And I think that's what makes this really so such a bad moment for high school sports is we're not only losing for the kids, it's the parents that get to see you go through your senior seasons. And you know, like I said, your mom and dad got to have those, and you know, like the other parents got to have their senior seasons and their sports. So you will go down, as far as we've talked about this earlier, you'll go down in 2020 as being the one group that didn't get to do that, but you'll always be remembered for that. So you can always say you're going to win the region, you know what I'm saying? Who's going to argue with you? Could have been the best year ever for Powell County baseball. You all went undefeated, right?
Yep.
That's the story that you need to tell for the rest of your life. But again, thanks, Jake, for having you on here. Sorry I disconnected you the first couple of times, but thanks for having you on.
Thank you, Jace. Good luck.
All right, thanks, Jace.
Thank you.
All right, we'll just continue on here. Again, somehow I have either double-clicked my buttons and we went through the commercials too fast or whatever. But anyway, it was a little glitchy tonight. So, again, we've got a few minutes here to cover what we would normally fill with advertising. We would like to thank our sponsors. If you didn't get on tonight, I'd like to thank our sponsors for doing this for us. This is basically our sports sponsors that you signed up for the season. And again, the spring season has been canceled. And this is kind of your bang for your dollar, these Wednesday night broadcasts here on WSKV. So again, thanks to our sponsors. And if you folks get a chance, thank them as well. If you hear their name mentioned on our broadcast, thank all those sponsors for helping putting this on so we can at least during this sports season recognize our senior classes. Next year we'll have three more. Next week we plan on having the other three baseball players on. In the following week maybe try to have the track folks on as well to round out the spring sports schedule. And the way things are looking, maybe try to get some, you know, maybe that, I know Kayla with cheerleading, normally they have their tryouts right now, and that's obviously off the table. Football would be deep into conditioning as far as weight trainings for next season. So I don't think people don't understand how big this shutdown has been. Obviously we're missing baseball, softball, and track, but this is also the prep time for the other sports. Cheerleading back into action. You start your open gym for basketball, and you start your weight training your weight training for football. All those things, those activities are now missed. And to me, I talked about this with a parent a little bit earlier tonight with football. Weight training is probably the most important part of their season. And you don't really get to have a weight program to start the season next year. So you're going to look at this, and I guess everybody's even, but still, the teams that get out there and get on their own, lift on their own, and maybe have their own indoor equipment, those individuals will be ahead of the curve. But the teams, I'm not sure, will be that far ahead because of the equipment issues that everybody doesn't have gyms at home.
You're exactly right. I think of anything as an athlete, the best thing that you can do is keep conditioned. Even if that means doing sprints, even if it means doing push-ups on the floor, running in place, you know, using just your own body weight resistance in a sense, you know, to do some of those things. again, it's not going to be any easier after having taken off several months and come back and try and get back into game-ready shape. Best thing you can do is, as much as you can with what you have, and even if that means you've got two bricks outside as far as weightlifting, you're going to pick up some bricks. I mean, again, I don't think it necessarily matters to that extent what it is that you're using, even if you're doing something, again, just to keep moving. It's going to be tough. Again, I'd be interested to see as far as going forward. I'd like to think by August things will be back to normal again. But, you know, come July, you know, at that point now the players, you know, back, you know, doing their practicing as far as, let's say, football, even volleyball, things along that line, soccer, you know, are they back in line as far as conditioning and practicing, things like that? If not, you're going to at least have to do that on your own accord in order to keep those skill sets. You know, it doesn't matter what the sport is. You know, off-season is always off-season. You know, you can always dribble a basketball. You can always shoot free throws. You know, you can always do things along that line, even if it's just by yourself. You can take a baseball. You can throw it up the air to yourself, you know, and run down and track, you know, like you're catching a pop fly in a sense. You can hit off of a tee.
Yeah.
You can do any number of things along those lines to keep yourself conditioned. Now it's a matter of whether or not you're going to discipline yourself to do that, to potentially get yourself more ready, as opposed to playing catch up after months of being off, and it'll make that road a little bit harder.
Yeah, I saw a drill on I think it was just an email I'd got a couple months ago, and this is something that, like, we would do when we would do this when we were younger and didn't have anybody to pass to. We'd go out and throw a ball against a wall and let
Absolutely.
It come back to us.
Yeah.
Well, that was something that it wasn't a drill. We just did it because, you know what I'm saying?
Love the game.
We didn't realize that we were doing this big drill that is now a popular drill, throwing a ball off the wall back to yourself, practice fielding ground balls, practice throwing it higher on the wall and getting the pop-up. You remember doing these
kinds absolutely.
Of things.
Yeah.
If you're not going to damage the wall, you know, go out and do those things, you know, on your own and stay in shape. I think physical fitness, and one of the reasons we do sports is to maintain a level of physical fitness. And during this shutdown, this is something that people are probably laxing more than others, because this is something that takes a little bit of a drive to get people out going and moving. I'd be very worried about our society, especially if this goes on for a couple more months and we are again home, and hope we don't get into really bad habits of not doing a lot of activities or doing things. Hopefully you get out, and then, like, I got sunburnt yesterday and today just working outside. So there are things you can do by getting out, just getting sunlight. That's important. Getting out, moving around, doing some things. Just don't be, and I'm bad for this. I love to sit and watch TV or whatever, but we got to get up and get active. You know, I put on some pounds during this break, and I can't put on many more. You know, I got to eventually go the other direction, but this is something people got to be a little bit more careful of, is what you're doing during this downtime. And I think that a lot of us will see negative growth if we're not careful, and especially the folks out there. I know everybody doesn't have a positive attitude. We had some guests on here tonight that I think they were really having a positive attitude with this, and that is very impressive for me. When you talk to a 17, 18 year old senior and they can give you positive responses, we got some pretty good seniors. You know, last week or week before last, we saw Riley Mays on here. She was really good. This week with Wyatt, Trent, and Jace, having those folks on, and again having good responses to those, you know, what you're missing, what are you doing. I tell you, these kids really, I'm really proud of our kids, on what the parents have taught them, what the games have taught them, because they're getting a lot of life lessons in a hurry, and are making good comment. And these guys we're not practicing sending them questions. These guys are answering on the fly. So tell you what, we've heard some really good response about our guests here in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. I think going back to, as far as that positive outlook, as well as staying active, being outside, vitamin D helps your immune system. You know,
can't beat it. It's free.
You're exactly right. It definitely is. But keeping active, listen, in Powell County, we're ranked 112th out of 120 counties as far as overall health. We need to improve those numbers collectively, individually, and then collectively to improve the overall health for ourselves. One way to do that, get out, walk. You know, walk with your family, walk the neighborhood, walk up and down your driveway, walk around your property, whatever it might be, even if you're just doing that to stay active, and or go out, throw a football, throw a baseball, throw a frisbee, I don't care, whatever it is, you know, in order to get out and just do something and be active, to take that family relationship to a different level. And who knows, you know, you might end up realizing that we enjoy walking together, so hey, let's start doing this every evening or every other day, however it allows as far as going forward. But great responses. So we're so proud of the seniors that we've been able to interview. Again, this class will definitely go down in history. Very resilient. It'll be interesting to see even going forward. Let's look 5-10 years down the road, have that interview with them, and get a perspective as far as, you know, what they learned in hindsight, you know, by having gone through this experience.
They're definitely get a different perspective on everything with the way they're doing it. But again, thanks to our guest tonight. Again, we'll have these on the page later on. It'll be saved. You can go back and listen to it later on. So, again, thanks for our guest. We'll be joined next week, maybe three more baseball guys. For Ken and I, we'll be stepping off the air, and we'll see you next week here on PCSN Sports with Dave and Ken.
You're listening to WSKV 104.9, Pickup Country, since 1974.